This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle John wrote to various groups in the faith whom he had known. He addresses little children and fathers, 1 John 2:12 and 13. He also addresses young men. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:13. Roy Lanier, Jr., my friend for more than 50 years, has produced an outstanding commentary on the epistles of John. Roy makes the following comments on the expression, young men. These young men are the more recent converts, some babes in Christ. They have conquered the pull of fleshly world in turning to the Lord. These are in the prime and vigor of their youth in the Lord, that is, life in Christ, as opposed to the fathers. Page 45. Many young people may be tempted to postpone their obedience to the gospel. They may reason as follows. I am young and have many years ahead of me. Why commit myself to the gospel until I get older? There are at least two basic flaws in that reasoning. Nobody, young or old, has any guarantee of life. After all, young people die every day, either from disease or from an accident. In addition, as one gets older, he may be so weighted down with family responsibilities or with business obligations, he may forget about serving the Lord. Dedicating oneself to the Lord's work does not get easier, generally speaking, as one gets older. We must remember our Creator in the days of our youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 12:1. The young men John had in mind had overcome the wicked one. The word overcome, nikao in the Greek, means to win the victory. The Greek word appears 28 times in the New Testament, 17 times in Revelation alone, and is almost always translated overcome. The tense of the verb indicates a permanent victory after the conflict. The word is rendered conquering in the following verse. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering, and to conquer. Revelation 6:2. We know the battle all human beings, and not just Christians, have to fight with Satan. Jesus and the apostles constantly warn of spiritual warfare we have to fight. Paul urged the Ephesian Christians, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6:10-13. Young people, both male and female, face temptations in our day that few other generations in the history of this nation have ever faced. Those who produce sleazy movies and television programs, popular music and videos, try to make sin just as alluring as possible. It takes great faith and courage to resist the attractions of worldly entertainment. The young men to whom John addressed his remarks had won the victory over the world. Does that mean they could not be lured back into sin and lost eternally? If it means that, as some religious teachers maintain, why did Paul warn the Corinthian Christian? Wherefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Christians can go back into the world, and they can be lost eternally. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.